This happened about 1992, around that area. And my daughter and son-in-law moved in with my husband and me, and they got themselves a job, but they didn't have transportation. And we lived, like, sort of out in the country. And so they were looking in the paper, and there was a truck for sale, and it was in the next town. So my husband wasn't feeling too well, so he stayed home with the baby, and I drove my son-in-law to the... He was directing me. He had the directions that she had given him over the phone.
Yeah.
So he was directing me on where to go, and we get on this real long, lonely road, no lights, no nothing. It was like a dirt road, and it was like the end of winter, and there was still snow, and it was cold. And we must have drove miles and miles, and he says, well, we have to turn right at the first turn. So we get to the first turn, and we turned right. It was a little bridge, and right over the bridge went right into a driveway, which is where that couple lived. And so he says, well, let me knock on the door. And he talked to the man a while. He says to me, he says, well, I think I will get the truck. It's a good price and a good truck. I said, okay, then as long as you have transportation, then I'm going to go home. So I'm driving home down this real long, dark road, and my car stopped. And I got so scared, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to get out. And there was no cars going by because it was an offbeat road, you know. And all of a sudden, I see these two big headlights, you know, those headlights they have on top of the truck.
Yeah, all different colors, yellow and orange and things like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. These were white. And he passed me. He, you know, he was going the opposite way. And he passed me, and then a little ways back to my rear view mirror, I saw he turned around, and he was coming back and stops right next to my car. And I thought, oh, my God, this is good, you know. So he gets out. He was a young guy, maybe in his 30s, and he knocks on my window, and he says, open the door. He says, let me help you. I said, no. He says, I want to help you. I said, no, you're going to kill me. And he says, no, I'm not. He says, ma'am, if you don't let me help you, the next guy that comes along is going to kill you.
Now, did he say is or could?
Is.
All right.
I remember that distinctly. And that's when I got scared. I says, well, if this guy doesn't kill me, the other guy is. So I opened up the window. He gets in. He tries to start the car. He opened up the hood, looked in the hood. He says, you're not going anywhere. He says, the battery is dead. So I says, oh, what am I going to do? I'll hide in the bushes. He says, no, you'll freeze to death, you know. He says, you can't stay in the car, you'll freeze. He says, come in the truck. He says, and let's go back to the house that, you know, your son-in-law's at.
Were you really, really suspicious and scared at this time?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet.
But I had no choice.
I know it. Oh, my God.
And so I thought, well, okay. And there was no lights, no nothing, not even a house, no street lights, no nothing. It was completely black. So I get in the car. And I put the tip of my coat, when you close the door so the door wouldn't close all the way.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
case he had automatic locks or something.
Yeah, smart lady.
That was the first thing I thought of. So anyway, we're driving, and he's talking to me, and I heard this dog. It was like a truck with a camper in the back. And I heard this dog barking. I said, where's the dog? He says, oh, that's my dog in the back there. He says, we're going to the mountains for the weekend. And we're driving and driving, and he seemed to have known just where to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We turn over the bridge. I said, how did you know? He said, well, you told me. I said, no, I didn't. And we drove into the driveway, and he tooted the horn, and the man of the house comes out, and he comes up to the truck, and he says, what's the matter? I said, my car stalled, and this nice young gentleman, you know, drove me here. So I asked him for his name and address. So, you know, I could pay him some way.
Sure.
So he wrote a name and his address and gave it to me. And he says, you'll be okay now, you know. And I says, thank you so much. And he turned around and started leaving. And the guy said, who was that? I says, I don't know. I didn't, you know. And he looked, and he was gone. The truck and everything was gone.
What do you mean it was gone?
There was nothing there. He drove out of the driveway. He started driving down. When he got to the little bridge, and then it was gone. There was nothing there.
You should have been able to see it, right?
Yeah, right. Because it was a straight road, like,
yeah.
You know. And the guy says, well, he says, maybe he turned his lights off. So we didn't think nothing of it. So I drove home with my son-in-law. We stopped to where the car was, And you know what? There was a big dent in the door of my car. And so my son-in-law says, well, we'll have to leave the car here for the night because we couldn't get it started.
Right.
So we left it there, but somebody had stopped and banged on my door, and there was a dent in it. So I went home, and I told my husband what happened, and he says, my goodness, he says, he says, do you have his name and address? And I said, yes. He says, well, you go there tomorrow. He says, and give him $20 for gas or something like that. So I went to the address he gave me. I drove down the street, and I couldn't find the house number. And I knocked on the house that would have been closest to it, you know?
Sure.
And it was more like an industrial area.
There weren't
that many houses. And she opened the door, and I said, do you know where this gentleman lives? And I show her the paper with his name and address on it. She says, no. She says, and you know what? She says, at least twice a year, people come here looking for that young man. He says, there's no one on the street because there's only five houses, she said. And she knew everybody on the street. And she says, that number house does not even exist.
So he's either giving the wrong address or he really is a ghost.
I know, that's what I told my husband.
And I wonder if there was a house like that there a long time ago and maybe they knocked it down or something.
I don't know. Someone told me, I've told the story to someone and they said, it could have been your guardian angel, you know.
It could have been. That's a great story. And I'm glad you're here to tell us about it.